Let's look at sport or leisure or a mixture of both, because you can do that on the water if you're blind or partially sighted. There are lots of opportunities to go sailing. You can do it just for fun or you can do it to a competitive level. Now, we reported last year that the World Match Blind Sailing Championships came to Scotland. It took place at Helensburgh and we were there speaking to some of the guys and it was a cracking race. Now, to talk more about the event and a bit about sailing in general, we have with us Lucy Hodges. Lucy, thank you for joining us.
Hi there, yeah, lovely to be back.
A great event. The weather wasn't too bad, but let's have a bit of an overview of the event. What did you make of the whole thing?
Yeah, so we had a pre-training with Liz Bayliss, who came over from the USA, which was brilliant, you know, especially for those countries that are still developing the match racing. Gave them a good opportunity to work with some of the teams and grow experience from Liz and her training. Quite a lot of light wind during that training event, so I think some of the sailors wondered what they were in for, because when you haven't got any sighted support on board, finding the telltales for most of the teams is almost impossible. But yeah, fantastic fun at the training event. As you may hear, I'm by the sea already with the seagulls in the background. A couple of people joined and had a look at the training from France. So we're potential some new teams coming on board from sort of like the European countries. So that was really good. So that was week one. Then we moved into the regatta itself. And again, it was run by the Royal Northern and Clyde. Again, a massive mix of weather throughout the week. We had quite a lot of light wind days. And then we had a bit of a misty, foggy day. And then a bit of a, oh, it's a little bit too windy day. But they managed to get all the racing on and completed. Perhaps not as many races as they'd hoped within the round robin. You could see the progression of all the countries as the week went on. GBR was coached by Ben Hazeldine and Ian Shearer and Johnny Cormack. And they kept the teams focused and gave them different targets for each race, which was fantastic. The event was won by GBR team sitting in first and second, so that was fantastic for us within Great Britain. So the final was GBR against GBR, which was really good, you know, really exciting to watch.
So good for Team GB. Now, some of our listeners may be wondering how in solo racing a blind sailor can navigate the course. How is that done?
So we run training weekends every month of the year, bar the December one, and we train people up from their first experience out on the water, just feeling the breeze, all the way up to teaching them the sections of the race course. And when you do blind match racing, that's done using a sound system on the water, so each buoy makes an acoustic sound. So what we do in Great Britain is we work a lot on shore, making sure the VIs know where that sound signal is, so when they get out on the water, there's obviously a bit of sound shifting off the water, but they feel comfortable with their ley lines. So ley lines are something that they learn in sailing, both for the start and both for their roundings. So we love to give people the chance to feel that freedom through match racing. But in Great Britain, it's always done with the sighted coaches on board to allow them to progress and build and never feel like there's not someone there to ask a question. So when we're sailing alone, all done by sound, the boat making noises and all the boys making noises. So it's quite something to watch, actually, even though I compete in it myself. You know, I do sometimes wonder, oh, how did we just get round that course and how did we find that finish line? And sometimes when you're coming downwind and the sound is being blown away from you, sometimes you get halfway down the leg and you're still wondering, am I making a fool of myself? Am I miles off course and there's been a massive wind chase that I didn't spot? But you have to keep your confidence, know what you felt going up the beat, and know that you're on target.
Well, the training must have worked well because, as you say, Team GB coming in first and second for the World Championship, so well done to the guys there. But it's not all about being competitive. People can just learn to sail for fun as well. Is that becoming a growing sport and a growing pastime?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's something I encourage. Actually, this weekend, the 26th and 27th, we've got a training weekend on, and I've been pushing it for our beginners just to come and try the sport of sailing. And it's not always about going out and racing, but you do always find that when people start and enjoy it, some little competitive edge seems to come out in everybody. There is, once you get involved with us, there is different pathways to what may suit you. And 9 times out of 10, both pathways suit everybody.
So what drove you then to be competitive then? Because you've taken it to Olympic level.
Through growing up with a disability, I think I've always used sport as that avenue to release any frustrations of the day, get out and do something with other people. I swam from an early age up to Paralympic level, obtained 2 British records. You know, I never thought that I'd achieve that, but I loved getting in the water sort of like 9 times a week. I still swim now, but obviously got a bit older, you can swim masters, but sailing came a little bit late for me, but not too late. And then I took to that feel of freedom. I'm in control with my teammate. You let go of your white cane, you jump into the boat. The boat's your area of space, and the only thing that really moves is sort of like the sheets you pull the boom in. And when you turn the boat, you know, you're moving the rudder, so you know roughly which way you're going to aim and go. So, yeah, it's a really, really, really good feeling.
So what's next on the horizon for you?
We start training this January up at Hollingworth Lake. And then we've got, if you're looking at championships, is the Blind Fleet Racing World Championships out in Canada. We're current world champions at that. We won 2 golds, 2 silvers last time. So we're just starting selection for that in January. But alongside that, still running all the sailing for everybody else. So Sailability are groups around the UK that sit alongside sailing clubs for all disabled people. And they hold a big multi-class regatta with all the disabled boats, access, everything like that, and you all come together. So that's in Weymouth. And then in April, we're doing a bit more match racing out in Italy, going out and racing the Italians in match racing, which is always really, really good and fun and entertaining. They're quite fierce at their match racing.
Busy year ahead for you then, Lucy. But if people would like to find out more then about the sailing or get an idea of what's involved, ask you some questions, what's the best way to do that?
Drop us an email at blind.sailing@yahoo.co.uk. We've also got our website, which is gbrblindsailing.co.uk. And then we'll drop you through some information and get you started. We've got 1 beginner's place left on the 26th, 27th of January, which is a free place by your accommodation for anyone looking at, you know, having a go.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope we encourage some people to, as you say, Lucy, dip their toe in the water. Good luck with the competitions. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.